something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
In the booth is back, buds.
Gord introduces Bernie to hip-hop.
Plus, what does Andrew think of the friggin' weekend? It's all coming up right now on our Halloween Spooktacular TNT.
Hey, Jonathan.
Jeremy?
It's 1992.
Let's party like it's 1992. How do you think Snoop would say 1992? 1992. When he was here doing Trailer Park Boys, I had a hat made that said the two. And he was like, what's the two? I was like, oh, it's 902. You know how Drake calls Toronto the six? This is the 902, so I called it the two. And he was like, check one, two. I'm in the two. Dropping the two. Yeah. If he ever needed a piece of hip-hop wear legitimized, Snoop reading what it says on it's pretty good. The two. This is a game changer.
Hanging in the two. He loves the two in the Swiss Chalet. Remember he was saying?
Yeah, he loves the two. And he loves the Swiss Chalet. Swiss Chalet. Where was I reading that Dre?
Yeah, the motherfucker told LeBron.
Dre tried to shop his record everywhere and no one would touch it. They all thought it was kind of Bush League.
The Snoop?
No, his own record.
At the time? In the park? He was like, check it out?
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
But yeah, taking it around to different labels and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. People were like, not feeling it. I'm going to say 90% of things that became successful were turned down by someone somewhere at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Trailer Park Boys, prime example, turned down by every network in Canada. And Clattenburg and Barry Dunn, the producers, were on the way back to the airport in Toronto when the phone rang and it was Laura Michael Chishin from Showcase. He said, come on in, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Mr. D passed by every network in Canada until it landed at CBC. Go fig, Newton.
Go
figs. Was it the same with OLP?
Yeah, but there was an initial kind of, I think it was like the cassette got around at like the CMJ or something. So there was some interest from American labels like Geffen and a couple others. And that kind of sweetened the pot for Sony in Canada to make a legit offer.
I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So what was the process like? Was there like, hey guys, have another quarter chicken. This is what it's going to be like if you sign with Sony. Like, were you wooed?
Not really, no. I mean, that's the thing. They offered a 7-album deal, like no huge advance or anything, but reasonable recording budgets and video budgets and promotion and stuff like that. So it was just a smart deal, I guess, in a sense for the time, because we didn't take a bunch of money up front. It was very little, but the ability to tour support is crazy amount of money. Back then, it cost thousands just to be on the road. You weren't making anything, so the label was basically a bank that funded the growth of that. But not, I mean, that doesn't really happen anymore, other than the odd grant where you get tour support and, you know, thousands of dollars so you can go out there and not lose money.
So obviously the game has changed a little bit since then.
So
but
much.
At the time, was number of records the thing that was the most appealing, or was tour support really like that? What were the deal points that were big wins for a band?
Well, I think every deal is different, but I mean, record deals, unless you're selling millions and millions of albums, it's more of a means to an end, you know, just because back then it was an opportunity to get your record paid for, get your touring paid for. Unless you were an artist like, you know, Beyonce,
Bon Jovi,
or somebody like that sell millions of albums consistently, then
like someone like Daniel Powter.
Yeah, like Daniel Powter when he had had to have a nice day sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So when you say tour support, do you mean like renting a tour bus? Like, is that tour support?
Well, a van.
Yeah.
To rent a van, I think initially, like, hotel rooms. Everyone was sharing back then hotel rooms and then a van, and you have very little crew. But at that time, I think we were spending thousands of dollars, a month, like 10, 15 grand just to stay out there.
Wow.
The cost of rooms.
Like per diem for the crew guys, all that stuff.
Yeah, and eating, having food to sustain life on the road. Because you're not, when you're a baby band, you're not making anything. You're just consistently losing money. I don't know how bands do it now when you don't have any fans at all and you have to start and play in front of nobody or luckily get a good opening slot, but it's got to be really tough because it's very expensive.
Right. So if you're fed and you're not losing money, you're doing okay.
You're probably popular if that's the case.
Yeah.
Because if you're breaking even if people are definitely showing up at that point.
Well, I remember, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school, but I remember Barney Bentall telling me when Dustin, his son, was starting out as a rock act and he got invited to open for Blue Rodeo, they had to actually figure out mathematically, can we afford to go across the country on this great gig?
Totally. 100%. Yeah. You have to find it. And now, there's grants and things in place in Canada, which is better than other countries, but man, it's expensive to...
Mansbridge, is it ever.
Sure
is. Speaking of selling a bunch of records... What is that? Bad Cops?
Yeah. Inner Circle, Bad Boys, a 92 jam. All you see
so
is...
So that was actually a song white, before it was a theme?
Yeah, white dudes getting pulled out of houses with no shirt on.
Have I told the story of why they take their shirts off?
The guys?
Yeah.
Why do they do... Is this like a theory?
Well, according to Mike Clattenburg, in the early days, they would pay your legal fees if you signed the waiver saying you were willing to be on camera.
Yeah.
But they didn't have pixelation technology to pixelate out your Nike logo. So criminals got savvy, and when they saw people coming with the cops crew, they whipped their shirt off. Because they knew if you had like an Adidas logo on, you wouldn't make it on the show.
So they're just trying to get on TV, even though they're getting arrested for domestic violence or what have you.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do.
Cops are coming. I've got to get the shirt off.
I'm
going to
blow your mind right now.
Logo on there.
On Street Sense... I did the theme for something called Mall Cops,
yeah,
which was a parody of Cops, and I recorded the theme. I haven't played this or listened to it, but I just found it on YouTube. I'm going to fire it up, okay?
All right, hit it.
Here comes my Mall Cops theme from Street Sense.
Mall Cops, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they hassle you? Mall Cops, doing what they please. Gotta walk me to fee and a bunch of keys.
I don't even know if you can hear that.
I hear Mall Cop.
Got a walkie-talkie and a bunch of keys.
takes you right back.
Mall Cops, doing what they please. 1992,
how about this jam? It's your boy. Here he is. Snow.
Great jam.
That great story.
Great jam.
Of you having to deal with them all day?
Yeah. In my penis costume with my head on a shoulder. I have to get my hands on that picture. How about the fact that I did a comedy show about AIDS for teenagers?
Yeah.
Crazy.
How about him changing the lyrics, that other song?
Yeah, that wasn't great.
That wasn't cool at all.
The song was Girl, I've Been Hurt, and he changed it to Girl, You Got AIDS, Now I Need Another Lover. But I think he was trying to help. In fairness, I think he was trying to help.
Oh, man. Girl, You Got AIDS.
I mean, that was at a time when we all thought you could get it from a toilet seat.
That was the toilet seat days.
Speaking of record deals and selling lots of albums and doing it yourself, 1992 is a seminal year for us because Gordon came out.
Yeah.
So in thinking about this show and thinking about 1992 and Gordon, I've gone into a little Bare Naked Ladies wormhole, and I know sometimes we joke around on the show and I do a bad Stephen Page or a good Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah.
But I've been listening to Gordon for the last couple of days, and I forgot what good jams are on that record.
I forgot how popular it was down the board, where there were so many songs on it. That thing had a lot of singles.
It sure did, and it was infectious. And I think the thing that people sometimes forget is how heavy they are as players.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. Like time changes and style changes, and they have their musical passports stamped from different countries all over the world.
They do well. They've had a great history. But remember how
isolated.
Remember how big that cassette was? The tape, the yellow tape or whatever? It sold 100,000 and it was independent.
Wasn't it like literally off the back of pickup trucks at shows?
Not just that. I mean, remember the Bare Naked hats? Everybody had those Bare Naked hats. Like, man, I can't imagine the amount of merch they were selling. And then the shows to boot, because they were massive to the point where was it Sheila Copps who said they couldn't play Nathan Phillips Square
because of their name. That's what you need on the way up too, is a bit of controversy. That probably propelled them,
that helped. But then the fact that they had sold so much as an independent band was they got off on a great foot for sure. And then they got
There are a few things that I remember about the Bare Naked Ladies. Is one, I remembered in the last couple of days, I bumped into Ed in a bar in Halifax, probably when they were on the Gordon tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, he didn't know who I was. He probably thought I was Ricky Schroeder or something.
Yeah.
But I said, "Blame It on Me and the Flag put me to sleep every night." And he said, without missing a beat, "Well, I hope that's the desired effect," or something. Kind of self-deprecating and charming and nice. I'd forgotten that I had that encounter with them.
Ah.
The second thing is, I think I've said on this podcast before, I think it was a Rolling Stone article where Stephen and Ed were in a car in traffic in Boston, and they were trying to get to their album signing, and it was jammed, mm-hmm. the highway. And then the DJ came on the radio and said, "The reason traffic is so bad is because Bare Naked Ladies are having an album signing." And I think, as I recall, that was the moment they realized that they were huge.
Yeah.
But then the third thing is, listen to this lyric that I isolated from Blame It On Me, because it kind of brings it full circle from a TNT standpoint. You ready?
Let's hear it. Millie Vanilli
told you to blame it on my rain, but... They were on the Millie Vanilli tip. Way before us.
Oh, for sure. That was when Millie was the Vanilli.
There was
chocolate
also,
and Vanilli at that time.
There was also a band on Jonopalooza, our Jonovision Battle of the Bands thing, called Fully Clothed Men.
Really? And they were a tribute to the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah, they weren't a cover act. What did we learn the difference is? A cover act,
does multiple songs of different artists. The tribute is the one person.
Yes.
There we go.
Right. They weren't a tribute band, but certainly the name was inspired by. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're at all questioning the lyrical and musical abilities of Bare Naked Ladies, listen to The Flag, because that is a jam. Especially the harmonies in the last 30 seconds. Was this 1992?
Yeah, man. I remember.
That Mavc had a Lopi sweater.
They're wearing the same shirt every day, washing it in the sink at the hotel. Who are those hippies? Who's letting those hippies in here?
Is
I remember being in a mall at, like, I don't remember where, like the Eaton Center or something, when this came out. And I was killing time in the mall, you know, those days where you walk around for 4 hours just trying to kill time.
Yeah.
And this kid in this record store kept playing this song over and over and over and over. And I'd hear him, like, when it stopped, he'd be like, yeah, let's just put that on one more time.
It's such an earworm.
I gotta hear it just one more time. I gotta hear it again, man. It's just such a great song. And you could tell the other people, and they were like, seriously, man? Like, fuck, 10 times, 15 times?
That's too many Noam Sands. I was kind of with them till the...
Isn't that how it starts, though?
Like, it's not really scat.
Yeah, it's not Mel Torme styles. It's just,
can you just give us 2.5 bars of vocal vamp? Sure, something like. Try it in the booth. Just try and in the booth again where you punch in. We just need that one little part, just the scat part. Everything else is great. We have a clean vocal take. I just need you to punch in on that ba-dip-a-dip. So, hands on. Here it comes. It's close. I think you're just flat on one note in the middle. Just try it again. We're rolling. Here it comes. little miss can't be wrong.
You know that thing you do at the beginning? You mean the He's like, yeah, it's cute, man. Keep it in there.
I think, listen, man, I just listened back to it. I think that time you went, and I think it's, so more of a zhudubadip than a zhudubadap.
Could you just add a little more rhythm so it's not just one long roll at the dubba 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 part? Zhudubadip, papa dubba 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 dubba
dubba dubba dubba dubba. Or maybe it wasn't even dips at first. It was doodle-dip, da-da-da-da-da.
I wonder if he was trying to do that. I wonder if he started, like, that's the thing now in the whole album, or just, like, doing it all the time and it, like, quit scatting.
And someone has to tell him, like, honestly, man, I think the ba-ju-ba-dip in Two Princes, I think that's enough. Why don't I just throw in a quick ju-ba-dip?
Oh,
92 was a weird year because it was the wrestling match between Babies Got Back and November Rain.
Oh, yeah.
It's I'm Too Sexy and it's Life is a Highway.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jump Around and Jump, but it was Tears in Heaven.
Yeah.
Weird.
There's this jam that you probably have on your iPod.
Walking on Broken Glass. You're in the mix.
Right?
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah, I got this.
Hi, are you Jonathan? Oh, pardon me, sorry. Taking off the headphones. Oh, sorry, I can't hear you. What?
It's Annie Lennox featuring the guy from Spin Doctors. Jeep bop boo dap dap joop ba deep bop deep bop boo dap. Let it roll. I'm gonna throw one in.
Okay, go ahead. The John Malkovich in this video.
Is he?
He's wearing the powdered wig. Can you do more dobies and less doobies?
Sometimes wipey dooby.
Here we go.
Dip bop boop bop do dip 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 ba doop bop dip bop boo dip.
People all covered in powder. Hey, when they're getting down, big stinky every parts.
What does that mean?
Well, back in the day when they all had the wigs and all that on, the tight clothes, all crimped up.
Do you mean like Falco Rock Me Amadeus
yeah,
styles?
Yeah, like those days. Like everybody had pits, Ricky Pits. Everybody was rocking the Brad Pitts.
How about Achy Breaky Heart in 1992?
That's another one.
Black or White, Michael Jackson in 92. 92 is going to be fun, y'all. Don't go anywhere. TNT is just getting rolling.
Brah! Fucking right, eh?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Ray Parker Jr.
Good, man. Nice to meet you. My name's Chris.
Chris? What's Chris what?
Chris Barron.
Oh, you and Fish, right?
No, Spin Doctors.
All right, let's get this started.
I'm just doing some producing on the side. So this is, as you know, the movie
yeah,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it. I know it. Just, I don't even know why you're in here, but I'm just going to start, okay?
Okay, well, the label hired me just to get a nice clean vocal. So I'll count you in, okay, man? Levels sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Ghostbusters take one. I'm excited to be working with you, man. I'll count you in. Here it comes.
There's something strange.
What?
Shut up, man. Shut this fucker up.
I'm just giving you a groove, man. It won't be on the track.
Hey, man, why don't you overdub that? I don't need that. You're just screwing me up.
Well, let's punch in at the I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost part. I'll count you in. You ready? Sounded great, yep. Man. Sounded really good.
Shut up and let me see.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. If you're seeing things running through your head, who you gonna call? Would you shut the fuck up, man? I'm trying to do this verse. I can't hear a goddamn thing, man. Shut this fucking guy up. Get him out of here.
The mic was on, Ray. Heard all that, bud. You know what? Let's just let's try it again from the top.
I'm afraid of no ghost. An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Who you gonna call? Get this fucking motherfucker out of here.
I thought the mic was off, Ray. My bad. Won't happen again. Start again. This will be clean.
That's the Spin Doctors guy in the booth. I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I like your vocal for Ghostbusters. Like, Spin Doctors guy aside, I really dig it.
Okay. We're playing in the booth, clearly.
We're playing in the booth. Give me a spooky late October jam. Henry, frig off, Pecker.
How about Thriller?
You know, we should talk about the fact that the Frig Off Pecker's tour tickets are on sale.
They're on sale. Tickets are on sale for our East Coast Rip the Frig Off Peckers tour.
Really excited for the first time to be going to St. John's, Newfoundland.
Yes.
And two dates in Halifax, one in Fredericton, one in Charlottetown, and one in St. John's, which is really exciting. Folks have been saying two things. One, how come no Moncton or St. John this time? A lot of it came down to venue availability and size and stuff like that.
And tying them together in the place.
Yep. And the second thing is, are you going to do any dates across the rest of the country? The answer is absolutely. Our goal is, by the end of the first quarter of 2017, to have made it to every province, including Quebec for the first time, including BC for the first time.
Yes.
And we're just trying to put together a few little runs, eh, bud?
Oh, it's a mom and pop, baby. We got lots of help from our bods. We have Nick Zildjian, who's a bod, helping us out. The fortunate ones were nice enough to make some phone calls for us. So we've been, we're going to make our way across with all the help of all you bods out there.
Yep, and we're getting support on the ground in Newfoundland from Patty O'Brien, which is awesome.
TaggartandTorns.ca, our bod Mike McFarland crushing it there, helping out to get the tickets available to everybody, and keep your ears and eyes peeled on that site for everything, to be honest.
By the way, Mike McFarlane helping out for the sole reason that he's a bud.
Yeah.
Like, he's not on the clock. We don't have anyone on the clock. We're not that big an outfit. It's Burgers and Fries Tour. But Mike is, like, all in just cause, and that is Canadianity. Thanks, Mike.
We call him a ground zero bud.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He was a first responder.
Yes, he was.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, so let's do your first jam in the booth.
This is heavy.
Thriller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's heavy because I'm MJ.
Yeah, you're Michael Jackson, and I'm Quincy Jones?
I guess
that
so.
That would make me Quincy Jones?
Okay. So you're Rashida's father.
You think Quincy Jones might have a mint or two?
Sure. I like your laid-back Ray Parker Jr. guy, too. Like, who's this? And I don't need this guy. How you didn't drop a MAFK is beyond me.
I did, didn't
who's
I?
Who's this MAFK? I didn't hear it.
Oh, MAFK. Yeah, yeah.
Who's this sweater-wearing MAFK with the pointy tooth?
I think you threw out the long form.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. I'm Michael Jackson doing Thriller in the booth, and you're Quincy. Are there any circumstances surrounding this sesh?
No, they're just the. This is how it's going.
Okay. What time of day is it?
Michael, it's 4:30. You've had your lunch.
Yeah.
You should be ready to go. Wait till you hear this track.
My tummy's a little upset.
You're going to be fine, Michael. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Kill it now. Take it to the top.
Can you make it a bit more wet?
No problem, Michael.
Took a show too.
Pull that natural reverb. There you go.
A little more wet.
It's wet. Put a reverb blade on that. Get it going. Took a show too. You all set? Sounds good, Michael.
Okay, thank
Let
you.
Let it rip.
It's close to midnight, and something evil lurking in the dark. Can you make it more wet? Under the moonlight, see it's time that almost stopped your heart. You try to scream. Can we try it? It's the key's too high.
You're killing it, dude. I want the scream. I said, could you make that more intense instead of more falsetto?
Can
I
we,
want you to
Quincy?
Punch the scream a bit more.
Quincy, I don't mean to be difficult, but can we start with the chorus?
Sure. Take it up to the chorus.
I want to make sure my pronunciation is good and that people understand what the words say.
Well, the way the song, because it goes back to two, three, I mean, hell, there's only one chorus. And it's 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes into the song. So let's just take it to the end, the only chorus.
Okay.
It's long.
Here it comes.
Go.
From the beat to back to track, just double fill till at night. Just fighting for your life inside up, fill up.
Nice. Okay, we got it.
Could you understand what I was saying?
No, we got it. We're gonna spin it.
What
problem.
What was I saying?
Thriller.
Yeah, but what else was I saying?
Thriller night. But, I heard Thriller and Night.
But the first part was, this is Thriller.
This is Thriller.
Yeah.
Thriller Night. Yeah, I got it.
And now I'm going to stand from the beach about the night. What did
Band's
I say
crack.
Just there?
Man sounds crap. It's hot.
What did I say just there? And now I'm going to stand from the beach about the night.
That's it. You got it.
Quincy, I was thinking of
it's
dropping
tight.
In a... And dibby
it's hot.
Dibby dop,
hey, Michael, it's
dibby
hot. Let's
dibby
go.
Dibby dibby dop.
It's time for a break.
Do you have any M&Ms?
Of course, right? I could see Michael crushing candy all day.
I could see Michael crushing candy all day, too.
Right? Those Airheads?
I was thinking like Pez dispensers and stuff, like E.T.
Yeah.
Pez.
Keeping it sweet.
Probably sugar cereal, Count Chocula.
Ooh, yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Man, you so realize when you try to do a vocal for Thriller, how high that was.
The way he's crushing the popcorn in Thriller?
Man. Okay, your turn. What do you want to do? How about Werewolves of London?
Yeah.
Spooky?
I like it.
Who am I? Should I be Donovan?
Yeah, be Donovan.
Donovan. By the way, I think someone was accusing us of, I don't know, shaking something around the mic or making...
Someone said opening pistachios.
Yeah, I think what it is typing.
Yeah. I think it's when you're typing, because I don't really type ever.
Ah, for real.
I do more typing.
Ah, for real, Levine?
I'm more of a clicker.
Ah, for real?
You hear me click. Like when we're doing Andrea, you hear this clicking all the time.
You're a cruncher.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
So this is from 78, Warren Zevon.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. Warren?
Yeah.
How does it sound in there? Everything sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Great. I believe in having a clean vocal, yeah?
Yeah, nice and dry.
Is that how you like it then? Cigarette. Dry?
Yeah, I love it dry.
Dry like a martini.
Dry, yeah, blood dry.
Dry like the desert air.
Yeah.
Dry like your clothes after they come out of the dryer.
Dry dick.
Pardon?
Dry dick.
Not familiar with the expression. Is that American?
Yeah, man, it's dry. It's as dry as it gets. Drawing blood, dry dick.
Right then.
You want to roll it? I want to go from the third verse.
Okay, we're recording.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Okay. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. Saw a werewolf drinking pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect. Wahoo, Werewolves of London. Wahoo, Werewolves of London. Wahoo, Werewolves of London. Wahoo, oh, draw blood. Okay, spin that in there. Thanks, Don.
Warren, yeah. One thing... It doesn't sound to me like you're walking with the Queen. Can we try just that part again and make it sound like you're walking with the Queen?
I'm not walking with the Queen at all. I mean, I'm supposed to be a werewolf, like I saw. I'm about to tear it up. Yeah, not walking with the Queen. I'd probably bite her neck, maybe.
Okay.
You understand that, Donovan?
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, could you just try the walking with the Queen?
I just told you, I'm not walking with the Queen, I'm a werewolf.
Guess we got it, guys. Great. Let's call it a day. That got tense. Walking with the Queen.
What is that supposed to be?
You just try the part where you're walking with the Queen. That was a good old-fashioned bird measuring contest. Between the artist and the producer.
He just said the lyrics, but he doesn't hear it
yeah.
in his own head. He's like, the visual of it. He's not walking with the Queen.
I don't see walking with the Queen. Why does the pronunciation of Queen change every time he says it? I don't really visualize you walking with the Queen. Okay, what's my next in the booth?
What is your next in the booth? Hang on a second. I gotta look it up here. Cause I. Oh, yeah. Rockwell? Somebody's watching me?
You wanna do that?
Yeah, wouldn't that be classic?
I forget how the verse goes.
Oh, really?
Cause the chorus was Michael Jackson, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
It's somebody's watching
me. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
But that's Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and really, excuse me, the only reason it was a hit is because of Michael Jackson's hook.
Do you want to do Bad Moon Rising?
Sure.
Like Creedence?
Yes.
That would be good. Why don't you do that?
I feel like I don't have enough grit, but I'll try it. Who would have produced this record?
The guy with Charlie, the Studer. That guy. The guy out in New York.
That guy?
The guy at Electric Ladyland in New York.
At Crunch Crunch Records?
Oh, you want a Crunch Crunch guy from there?
Oh, yeah, we're hot. You were thinking we're hot guy.
I was thinking the we're hot guy, but we can do the Crunch Crunch. We can do a different one. A little combo, Crunch Crunch and New York guy.
Up to you, bud.
All right, cool. Because I got some, I got my mints. I'm ready to go. Hey, Johnny. Johnny yeah. Fogey.
Yeah.
Is it Johnny in there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. You guys fighting again? You guys been fucking fighting all weekend.
I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting with anybody, but
you and your brother,
I'm the only one here that's not fighting.
All night last night, throwing fucking guitars at each other. Fucking idiots.
I'm not fighting with anybody. I'm not fighting with anybody, but I'm the only one who's not fighting with anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to take this from the top then. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't got a lot of time. I got to get out of here.
Well,
we got a big date tonight, a fucking model.
What, a hand model?
It's not every day that a producer gets a model, eh? You guys always get it.
What, a before shot model?
No, a hot model. That's what I'm saying.
Like a foot model?
Like the, like that fucking, that idiot from the Cars.
Like a model citizen?
You gonna sing this or not? Can you sing this one tonight? You think you can handle this? The Halloween one?
Yeah. You do that? You tell me, you tell me when it's rolling.
Yeah. We're hot. Let's go, Charlie. Okay, go. Fucking do it.
I'm sorry. Is the mic on?
It's been on, man. Fucking borrowed time. Go.
I just don't respond to swearing and...
You don't respond. But you'll fucking scream and yell at your brother from the top of your lungs for 3 hours while we're trying to eat.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Just fucking sing, all right? Hurry up. I don't care. We're hot.
What, can you just stop staring at me? It's making me feel weird.
Sing, why don't you? Show me how you can sing in there.
Scream your head off at your brother. Mona rising.
There you go.
I'll
get
see
some balls in there. Grab your sack. Underway.
I see earthquakes and lightning. I see those bad times today.
I don't think I can make the jump.
I think we're going to need Paul to get in there and sing this one. Hey, your brother Paulie?
From Spin Doctors?
No, Paul Fogarty, your fucking brother, the guy you're fighting with all the time. He's got a little more grit in his voice. Maybe you should let him sing this.
Hey, do you know, I heard there's a couple of brothers in Canada that are like the Fogarty brothers, but they're Canadian.
Yeah. What's your point, John?
It's an Italian name.
Oh, Gino and Joe?
Yeah.
Those guys. I was in a studio with them 3 weeks ago, did the song Black Cars. They fucking did it in an hour and a half. He came and sang that whole song. So maybe you can be a little bit like those brothers you're talking about and fucking sing this song.
Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
There we go. Cut it. Spin it. We're done. Nice job, John.
Okay.
You're done. Believe
me. Okay.
Come on. Here we go. Fights.
Was that their deal? Were those two fighting?
The Fogartys?
Yeah.
Big time.
Really?
Yeah. That's why it's like Credence and Company or whatever the hell they're called now. And John Fogarty's on his own.
What?
Yeah, they had fights big time. But then... John Fogarty was the guy who got in a fight with his previous label for sounding too much like himself. and he lost.
So who sings Bad Moon Rising when Credence and Company goes out on tour?
Well, I don't know. The old guitar tech? I don't know.
Okay, let's do Don't Fear the Reaper. You take us to break with Don't Fear the Reaper.
Okay.
What was that mask's name?
The guys in the band?
Yeah.
Blue Oyster Cult guys? Yeah. Let me tell you.
I'm looking for it. Stand by. Should know
Eric
it.
Eric Bloom.
Eric?
Yeah, call me Eric.
Okay.
No, that was the singer from 69 to 71.
Okay.
And then Les Bronstein from 67 to 69, so who knows?
Okay, here
maybe
we go. There's
later. Maybe it's not even those ones. Maybe it's Richie Castellano.
Hey, Eric, are you ready to lay down this vocal?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Conditions seem appropriate and proper?
Yeah, hold on. I gotta light this goat's head here.
First time I've heard that sentence in this recording studio, but...
Can you put the those candles in the middle of the pentagram? One of them isn't quite right.
As long as my insurance company doesn't see this, I suppose.
Don't worry. There's no wrong with those candles. Are good, and nothing wrong with, you know, I can't really do this without my occulties.
Yes, but I just hope the asbestos in the walls doesn't catch on fire.
Don't worry about it.
Not worry.
We'll be okay.
So, are you ready to record the vocal?
Yep, and I'm going to do a couple of backups myself after.
Okay, so let's start with the main vocal, and we are recording.
Okay. All our times have come. Yeah, but now they're gone.
Have to stop you there. Quick tape change. Bear with us. You're right in the pocket, see, though. It sounds great. So, Eric, I'm going to stop you there for 1 second. Eric?
The wind or the sun or the
Eric, not getting any of this.
Baby. Don't fear the reaper.
Eric, not getting any of this vocal. Not getting any of this vocal.
Baby, I'm your man.
Eric, sorry.
Valentine is done.
Okay, just change the tape as fast as you can and we'll get the rest of it, Isaac Booth.
Here, but now they're gone.
Are we recording
Romeo
again?
Romeo and Juliet.
Well, good stuff. I guess we'll punch in the middle of part the way we missed.
Romeo and Juliet. 40,000 men have been women every day. Romeo and Juliet. Come on, baby.
Eric?
Yeah?
Sorry, don't mean to snip you to the zoom. We did get a good portion of that vehicle, but we missed the part in the middle.
Okay.
So maybe we could reset it and get ready to
baby
go again.
Take my hand, come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
Haven't had an artist this weird since Cindy Lauper was in here to do tomb after tomb.
Dude, what's with that guy?
His bills are misguided.
That guy's so creepy, we're taking a break right now.
Be right back, beads.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Hey, Bernie?
How you doing, Gord?
Good.
Gord?
Can you just grab my get box here real quick?
Sure.
And give me a hand through the window.
Yep. Hang on. It's always tough. Why don't you come through the front door?
Because I want you to stay on guard, never knowing when I'm going to appear somewhere.
Yeah, well, you could do that at the front door. You never caught me doing anything here yet.
Well, plus it's 1992, Bernie. You should keep your front door locked to keep people like me out.
That's kind of, I know you're coming in here completely randomly, but maybe it's time for a new Gord song to come out. I mean, it's 92. I mean, things have changed. Music has changed a lot. I mean, you heard Bruce's, you know, the tree falling, tree falls in the forest song. That's kind of socially aware.
Oh, someone uses a goddamn whammy bar and suddenly they're the thing that everyone wants to be?
Well, I'm just saying it's doing well in weathering the storm now of the third decade of his career. So.
You want to talk about weathering a storm? Edmund Fitzgerald weathered a storm, Bernie. Hey, nice Rolex. I bet I paid for it. I bet the second, third, fourth, and fifth verses of Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald paid for that watch.
Okay, all right. Let's settle down, okay?
Hey, Bernie, on to happier thoughts. Take this rope and pull it. It's a bit of a surprise for you that I geared up.
Okay, yes.
Right?
Oh.
Right?
What's going on?
the Pan and Nanaimo bars.
Oh,
you know what I did is that. I rigged up a rope and pulley system, wow, so I don't even have to come up into your office. I can just slip the pan of squares into your rope and let you pull.
You know what? I love this. This is great. Does this mean that they'll be at the ready at any time? I mean, look at this. There's a fresh pan of squares.
Jump. You mind jump. If I Nanaimo bars will make you jump. Jump. Nanaimo bars will make you jump. Jump. Bruce's dates won't make you jump. Jump. Hey, Bernie, I know that this rap music is a passing fancy, but it is kind of fun when there's like a call and answer element to it. So when I stop, you say jump, jump, okay? This is how you write a song nowadays. Are you ready?
Sure.
So you say, do you have your part? You know what you're going to say?
I'm going to say jump.
Twice. You say it twice.
I'd say jump, jump.
Yeah. And just for fun, stand up for a second. Just to be a bit of a silly goose.
Really?
Yeah, just stand up for a second.
I feel ridiculous, Gord.
Okay, let's go. I feel like you should do it. And I feel like you should do, frankly, whatever I ask you to do, because that's what you're paid handsomely for.
Okay, please start.
Just know, just before you sit back down, take your sport coat. This part's fun.
Okay.
Slip it off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And now slip it on backwards.
Wow, Gord, you're really gone off the edge.
And I'm going to take my sheepskin vest, and I'm going to slip it off, and I'm going to slip it on backwards.
Okay, what's going on here?
This is what the lads who sing this song do.
Okay, your pants, though? You're taking your pants off?
Yeah, just for a second. It's not a party till someone pulls off their dungarees.
Oh, God. You're putting your pants on backwards?
Yeah, you try it, too.
How
only problem is
work?
When you have to drain the snake, it takes a bit longer.
You see kids doing it with the big baggy pants, but we're doing it in plaid tight pants.
Yeah, well, take off your gray flannel trousers that you got from Marks and Sparks.
Okay, Gord.
I'm done. White lie fronts. Those facing forward.
All right. I look ridiculous.
No, you look great. You look like the kids that sing this song do. Okay, so you say jump, jump when I stop, okay? Are you ready?
All right, okay.
This Mac Dad will make you
jump, jump.
A Daddy Mac will make you
jump, jump.
Crisscross will make you
jump, jump.
Isn't it fun? Hey, try it again. Nanaimo bars will make you
jump, jump.
Bernie Silly gonna
jump, jump.
And when I say you should, you're gonna
jump, jump.
When I say jump, jump, you say
jump, jump.
No, you say how high, Bernie. That's how the song goes.
Yeah, okay, all right, I get it. That's enough.
Thanks for having me over, Bernie. Nice chatting with you.
Thanks for wasting 10 minutes and making me look like a fool today. Thank you very much.
There's another song about a woman's shapely posterior entitled Baby's Got Back.
Bruce has a good White House dinner I got to get prepared for next month.
Oh, well, Bruce for president.
Yeah. Thanks, Gord.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing and your face you get
walking across the yard with his guitar from the house singing that.
Slung over his shoulder. Yeah. I like big butts and I cannot lie. Skipping. You other brothers can't deny.
Back to his mansion.
We were talking about this on the radio show this week. A few buds actually suggested Alec Baldwin's interview with Gordon Lightfoot on his podcast was great. And it actually was. I listened to it. Mm-hmm. And Gord was funny. He was kind of charming and kind of funny. I think sometimes we've made him into such a cartoon character that it's surprising to hear him. Although there was one point where he said too many girls and too many songs in terms of trying to line up his set list for every night. And really? Baldwin says, for those of you listening, you should know that Gordon Lightfoot just shot a glance across the room at his wife. And Lightfoot said something like, gotta keep the wife happy or don't want to step... Oh, that was it. Don't want to step on her toes.
Oh, my God.
Alec Baldwin's... Even if you don't listen to the interview with Lightfoot, Alec Baldwin's introduction was something like, in the year 1962,
A young folk songster named Gordon Lightfoot embarked on a journey that would span 5 decades.
It's the most ominous voiceover intro that was so tonally out of whack with what was about to come.
Yeah. It's like some like movie premiere.
Yeah. Have I ever told you my friend Chris Finn, who's a great stand-up comic and a writer on The Mercer Show, was in a tiny room at the Toronto Film Festival to tell you this? He's there by himself, and Alec Baldwin gets ushered in, and Alec Baldwin's kind of eating the carrots and celery, whatever. And Chris Finn was like, the room's so tiny, I can't not acknowledge him because that's rude, but I don't want to crowd his space. So he said, hi, Mr. Baldwin, how are you? And Baldwin stopped eating and looked at him and went, I'm fine. And that was it. There was no, like, how are you, fine, thanks, and yourself. Just, I'm fine.
I'm busy.
Remember when he went off on his daughter on an answering machine?
Yeah, I know.
Pat O'Brien styles.
Yeah, he didn't want to have that one get out there, eh?
I'll say.
You pig. You're a pig.
Is that what he called his daughter?
I think so, yeah.
So this is my question to you. What? Can someone have a weak moment where you think, like, yeah, the whole pig thing, I kind of overreacted, but that's not me? Or do you think deep down that's who Alec Baldwin is? Or maybe not even that deep down?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's like that sometimes. Right?
You're a pig.
Yeah.
Everybody, I don't see ever calling one of the girls a pig.
What about David Hasselhoff when he's all banged up?
With the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't volatile.
No, I know. He was just a mess.
He was just a mess. And I think when you're chemically altered, that's one thing. But Baldwin was altered by his own
anger.
Anger. That's scary. And I think once you break that seal, it's hard to undo in the eyes of people around you, right? Because you've planted the seed that guy is in there, and that's possible.
Okay, I want to do this. I want to just play this song, and I want you to be Andrea and react to it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Pretend you're just in the house, and you hear it, and you don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Laramie, you home early? Holy frig. Last thing I knew, I was just using some Clorox wipes in the bathroom, but then I heard this pervy soundtrack kick in. Laramie wouldn't have that on his iPod. Hello? Gino and Joe, are you there? Who on earth would play this song? Oh, it's friggin' Gary Lake. Just because you have keys doesn't mean you get to come right in my living room anytime I'm in my underwears using Clorox wipes in the bathroom.
How you doing, Andrea?
Gary?
Yeah?
Do you have to change the locks on your own dwelling?
You like my song?
What on earth kind of song is that? You're only about 4 decades too old to be listening to it.
You want a track? These are mint green Tic Tacs. You want one?
Why on earth do you have a whole friggin' bag of them? Is your breath that bad?
Gotta keep it fresh. You never know, right?
Never know what? I know the answer to any question you're asking, and it's no.
Give us a guess.
Why don't you give yourself a fist in the face?
You want to play the song again? You want to go in the bedroom and hear it?
I never kiss on an empty stomach. How about you have a knuckle sandwich first, and we'll see what you feel like doing after that.
For some reason, I just wanted to hear Andrea's reaction to The Weeknd's new jam.
What the freak kind of perv song is that? It makes me feel the same way Wicked Game did the first time I seen that video. Where they're dry humping on the sand.
Like that. What are the chances that's like the number one strip club song in the world right now?
Yeah.
Okay, now speaking of strip clubs.
I wouldn't mind mounting Chris Isaac like a piece of taxidermy.
Why don't you take us to to Riviere de Loup for.
I forgot we did this apparently last year on the Halloween special because people were like, make sure you go back to Popular Girl.
Yeah. In the spooktacular Halloween tradition.
All right, let's do it. You're just going to kick a jam?
I've picked three 1992 jams. Halloween 92. Got it?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay.
Okay, guys, décolle, guys. C'est l'Halloween, c'est a Popular Girl ce soir. It's Halloween night. I know you're excited to see her. So, mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for your feature dancer. Make her feel comfortable. It's Dyke Myers.
What's her name? Did you say Dyke?
Dyke Myers. She's dressed like Wayne. She's dressed like Wayne. Wayne and Gerf. Hey guys, your next dancer puts the ass in astronaut. Make some noise. Galti Loonies Pile Toonies for Roberta Blonde Hair.
Roberta Blonde Hair.
Hey guys, est-ce que vous aimez histoire? Great. Do you like history? Votre prochain danseur, your next dancer, put your hands together for her and make her feel comfortable. It's Hora Secord.
Digging in the dirt.
Ugh.
Do a drink special.
Toute cette soirée, all night long, rye and ginger. Seulement $1.52, only $1.50. Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise prochainement pour Michelle J. Fox.
Oh, you got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
You have two more in the bank.
Okay, go.
D'accord, guys, c'est vendredi soir ici à l'Halloween, à Popular Girl ici à Sherbrooke, Québec. Il y a des big news ici ce soir. On va ouvrir, on va gonna open a second location à Rivière-du-Loup. We're opening another location at Rivière-du-Loup. It'll be another chance to see if you like our feature dancer ce soir. Mesdames et messieurs, okay, guys, d'accord, les guys. Prochaine sur le stage, next on the stage, Margaret Gatwood.
He hit the post.
Constant craving.
Hit the post and killed it.
Margaret Gatwood.
Oh, man.
Et attention, les gars dans le front row là-bas, s'il vous plaît, enlevez tes masques. Guys, take off your mask in the front row.
Wow.
Hey, guys, dans le front row là, enlevez tes masques, s'il vous plaît. Le werewolf là, arrête, garde des mains.
Oh,
guys in the front row in costume, getting a little pervy because they're anonymous.
Oh, man. Do you have one more?
Sure.
Okay, hang on.
I don't know if anything will ever top Jan Harden.
Or Joan Candy.
Joan Candy. I liked Bendy Mesley.
Oh. Bendy Mesley.
Bendy Mesley just begs so many questions.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, guys. C'est spooky, c'est a Popular Girl. Yeah, you know, downstairs ce soir, there's one other dancer ce soir. Our dinner special ce soir, c'est le toast. Si vous achetez le pain rôti, c'est on a le toast ici. Prochaine danseuse sur le stage, pour la dernière fois ce soir. Last time tonight, guys, hands to yourself when you see her. Shania Twain. If we opened Popular Girl, would it be a hit?
You think? Like no one would...
We should do, next time we should do Dude's Night at Popular Girl, like Lloyd Throberts and like the Thunder from Down Under styles.
Do the Loonies and Toonies thing.
Attention les guys, s'il vous plaît, lance pas les Loonies, les Toonies. Were there Toonies in 1992?
I don't think so.
I'm going to say no. Were they,
maybe. No?
S'il vous plaît, ne lance pas les Loonies. She's got the bow. Toonie came out in 1996. Il n'y avait pas les Toonies là. There were no Toonies then.
These are just the Loonies.
It's Halloween day, bud. We don't know if it's going to come out tonight on Halloween or tomorrow. But in the final analysis, what are you going out as?
I usually go with my, the go-to. We have, like, the tickle trunk here, so we'll mess around with stuff. But I might just rock the old gorilla mask with the suit. That
fun.
Always goes pretty good.
Super fun.
And, it's my son Jack's birthday, so it's extra special.
Right? Jack-o'-lantern.
Jack will have the party tonight.
How many? Oh, really? He's having like kids over for a party on Halloween?
No, it's chill, but it is kind of like a party. He's not one to have big parties
Dues.
With lots of people over, so he likes the fact that it's something else going on too.
Where, how many houses will you take them to?
Well, we have a great neighborhood for trick or treating. There's like a lot of, like, past the school, there's a great little neighborhood. So, I don't know. They could, if they want, they could fill 3 bags.
In like, what do you use for bags?
An hour. I think we just get big bags. Nice bags. Remember the old pillowcases back in the day? Did you do that?
Sure.
You still do the pillowcases?
Well, we lived in a neighborhood that you could come home and dump your pillowcase and start from scratch again.
Yeah. Wow. Do but another run?
There was always the house that people targeted first because they had, like, candy apples or something, like, high-end.
Yeah.
So you start there and then work your way home.
What's the worst thing you ever got?
Toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
At the dentist's house.
That's a smack
in
the face.
I guess parents still do the sift through the candy to make sure there's no razor blades in them, right?
Yeah, I do that for candy bars.
Yeah. Really? What do people put in candy bars?
I just gotta check them.
Gotta check them, bud.
Gotta check it.
Have a spooky and safe Halloween.
You too, bud.
Good chatting, bud. See you next week for
93. Bye.